from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. JPR Live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today has released a latest EP called Therapy, and he is from a long way away, but more recently located to the West Coast. It's Radical Face, Ben Cooper. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for stopping by. I know you don't do a ton of radio, so I'm very appreciative that you're here.
No, thanks for having us. I don't really leave my house a lot, but, you know, you have to eventually.
Yeah, it just feels like it's getting worse and worse outside, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's the power of the internet. It's removed all hope for the human race, so.
I hear a smattering of laughter. You are not in our studio alone. Who have you brought to help out today?
No, this is my partner, Josh, and he's playing the viola da gamba on today's recordings. That's kind of like a Baroque cello.
Yeah, we don't see many of those outside of our classics and new service, but a six-string cello-like ancestor with gut strings.
Right?
Have I summed it up well?
Yeah.
Great. I got two thumbs up.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Okay. It's, and to your left.
And to our left is our drummer, Griffin, and Griffin Kisner. And yeah, he lives in L.A. as well. We all moved, me and Josh moved to L.A., and he already lived there. So.
Gotcha. You are originally from where? I know you spent time in Jacksonville, Florida, but grew up near there?
Oh, no, born and raised.
Oh, in Jacksonville proper?
Yeah. I didn't have a choice, but yeah, that's where I was born.
And you were there until just, what, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, real recently. Yeah, it was time to go. I was all, me and Florida had to break up. Mm. There's this little gif on the internet of Bugs Bunny sawing Florida off of America. And I just think about that all the time now.
Were you moving away from Florida or moving to something in California?
Initially just moving away, honestly, but, it's kind of that thing where we didn't know where we were going to go. And we were on a tour in 2016 and just sort of trying on every city we were in. L.A. was not on the list. But I visited a friend who gave me an actual tour, and I really liked it. I was surprised. Hmm.
I mentioned at the top that your most recent release, proper release, is called Therapy, an EP. But you have released quite a number of things since then, but kind of as onesie-twosies, individual songs, little side projects, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a direction that you find yourself moving more toward?
Not on purpose. It was, we moved about six times in 3 years, so I never quite had all of my equipment in one place.
And you do recordings yourself?
Yeah, I record at home. I do everything alone. So it was one of those things where I just... was making do, honestly. And now that I'm settled and actually have all my gear back, I'm working on just full-length records again. I found I don't really like the EP format very much, to be honest. So,
what format do you like?
I tend to like either really long, way over complicated records with way too many details that no one cares about, or I like... really short, like very spontaneous things. The middle
sounds
ground.
Perfect for the commercial music world.
Yeah, yeah, they love it.
Radical Face is my guest in the studio today. The latest release is an EP called Therapy. Ben Cooper is here. What do you want to play first today?
The first one we're going to play is called Hard of Hearing. And yeah, this is about going to therapy. And it's kind of the middle period when it was getting better, but it still wasn't good.
This is Radical Face, playing live here at JPR.
Another evening spent in the corners of my brain, where I wander off into the dark, and I close my eyes and hope the wolves won't follow me. But hope's hard of hearing, so I'm waiting for the teeth. Had to learn that the helping hand can be the same that holds the knife. And no, I'm not well, but I'm alright. You gotta learn how to take your hits when your hands are always tied. And no, I'm not well, but I'm alright. Thank you. I memorize the ceiling with a fire at my feet. While I give myself advice that I can't keep, I no longer ask myself what any of this means. Yeah, I'm just waiting for my mind to quit so I can finally fall asleep. Yeah, I'm just waiting for my mind to quit so I can finally fall asleep. I don't learn that the helping hand can be the same that holds the knife, but don't believe them when they tell you that the bird won't bite. I can't tell you if it got this way or if it started as a lie. And no, I'm not well, but I'm all right. I couldn't pick the fight, but don't believe them when they tell you that the bird won't. I can't tell you if it got this way or if it started as a lie. And no, I'm not well, but I'm all right.
That's the tune called Hard of Hearing. Radical Face is live in the studio today. The most recent release is an EP called Therapy. We've got a stack of your music over to my left, and I'm a little embarrassed to say that one of yours that we don't have is actually the album from which you've probably generated the most traction, Ghost, and a song specifically from it called Welcome Home, Son.
Yep.
It did all right, and it was kind of unexpected, if I understand.
Oh, yeah, it makes no sense. I still don't understand it, because we put out that record, and no one liked it. It wasn't like it came out to any fanfare, and no good reviews. There was nothing. And then about 3 years after the fact, I got contacted by Nikon in Europe, and they asked to use that song. And out of the blue, what I thought was my side project became my main project.
Wow. As an anecdote, sitting last night on my couch, listening to songs of yours and listening to interviews that you'd given before and live sessions that you'd done online, my wife's back behind me and she looks up and says, "Wait, that's the band coming in tomorrow? I know them." Guess what song I was playing?
It's got to be a deep cut.
Yeah. Welcome Home, Son. It was remarkable. I mean, that seems to have really gained traction worldwide. It's just a familiar refrain that's in that tune.
Yeah. I still don't know. None of it makes any sense to me. I don't really track it. I don't read about it. So I have no explanation. And when, you know, even talking to, you know, managers or industry, they'll kind of point to that, like, you should do more of those. And I was like, I think the song is in 17:4 and it's 5 minutes and it has 4 bridges at the end. I don't know if this is really a formula, but for whatever reason, it worked.
Yeah. The sound of it, or at least the sound of the clip that is used, is so warm and sunny. If I understand right, that record, though, was written during a fairly dark period for you, right?
Yeah, and actually this song, I really like contrast, so it's not a happy song. It just has that moment of nice. The rest of the song is really about going home and not fitting in anymore after you've left. And, you know, it's nice and familiar, but it's, yeah, everyone moved on without you. Mm. So, but that little middle part is like the nice part.
Yeah.
And that's the part people like.
You mentioned a minute ago that Radical Face became your primary project. had it been?
I was in a band called Electric President that I'd started with a friend, and it was much more electronic and fun and easy to play live and, you know, all the things I thought you were supposed to do. And, yeah, when we put out that record, I just did it by myself. It was a solo album. And, yeah, I didn't really, it didn't do well. I just figured that project was dead in the water. Mm. And, so I never toured for it. I never had a band, didn't really intend to play it live. And, yeah, whoops.
So you decide to elevate Radical Face to the front page of your to-do list, and then immediately carve out a period of 8 years to work on a cycle of records.
Yeah, I have whatever the inverse of business sense is. I didn't even mean to do that. I thought that was going to be a little 3-year project. I was going to do 3 little 8-song records, and I just hit a personal nerve, I think, when I was like, I'm going to write a dysfunctional family story. And I had a lot to say. So, yeah, it took, it turned into 44 songs in about 8 years.
Wow. It turned out great.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it really did turn out fantastic. It's a really interesting collection of stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
No, thanks for having us.
Radical Face, my guest, live in the studio today. The latest release is an EP called Therapy. Information can be found at radicalface.com, which is also a place where you can learn quite a bit about Ben Cooper, the man behind Radical Face. Your blog is front and center at this point.
Yeah, I figured out that I really hate social media, so I decided to just go old school and write a blog. And I don't know, there's something nicer, I think, about having it like a rummage sale with a sign saying, come here if you want my junk, as opposed to shoving it in people's faces. So, yeah, I've gone back to just writing whatever I want and not being real concerned about if it's read or if it's upsetting.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Well, you've got one page view from me.
Oh, thank you. I'll go cash the check.
Will you play another tune for us?
Yeah, sure.
What's next?
This next one is a little song called Better Days.
This is Radical Face, live here at JPR.
I know right now it feels like hell, and nothing's going all that well. When it's always raining in your head, and it's hard to see beyond your bed, just remind yourself it's probably gonna take some time, but there are better days to find. Yeah, it's probably gonna take some time, but there are better days to find. Drifting out to sea, 'cause the ground won't stay beneath your feet, and your head is pouring gasoline on the person you prefer to be. Try to remind yourself it's probably gonna take some time, but there are better days to find. Yeah, it's probably gonna take some time, but there are better days to find.
Better Days is the name of that one. Radical Face is live in the studio today. Does that one come from a record or is that newer?
It's on the Therapy EP. Gotcha. This is another one of just, yeah, I was trying to write a song to tell myself to be more optimistic and it didn't work, but I got a song.
lots has been written about a period of your background and family life that was turbulent, to say the least, and the subsequent years of therapy sessions that worked for you, seemingly.
Yeah.
Where are you at in the whole process now of, I don't know if recovery is the right word, but like outlook on things, and how does that work itself into your music now?
Well, honestly, I've been a lot more optimistic than I used to be. And I may not sound like it, but it really did help. It's something I now I'm kind of a pusher for when I talk to people. I'm like, you should all go, even if you don't think you need to. It's pretty interesting. Mm. And yeah, once we moved out west, that was pretty much the first thing me and my boyfriend did. And really no regrets on that one. I've learned a lot and let a lot of things go. I think that's probably the biggest thing it's helped with. A lot of things I used to just carry around in my head all the time, and now there's all this room to do, think about other things like food.
You, better than probably anyone that I have read, has figured out how to synthesize the change in the music world. And this comes from one of your recent blog entries. You wrote, "When an album comes out, the only thing we now spend on it is time."
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just the perfect synopsis of how the world of art has changed, that it is to a degree somewhat valueless in the eyes of many.
Yeah.
How does that change how you approach trying to make your way as a professional, quote unquote, musician?
Well, I think it's really flipped the whole table, because nowadays everything can be produced cheaper. It can be put up really rapidly, and there is no barrier for entry with money. Like, you can listen to anything. I think statistically 40,000 songs a day come out on Spotify now. So on one hand, that can be really disheartening. Why is anyone ever going to listen to the one I put all this time into? But on the other hand, I've started to see it as freedom. It's I used to always perceive it as someone has to spend money on this, and I have to really consider that. And now that they don't, I kind of feel like I can do whatever I want, because if you don't like it, just click next. There's 40,000 others today. Mm. So as far as how this will shake out for an industry, honestly, no one knows. Everyone I talk to is pretty wide-eyed and freaked out. So it's you can approach that, I think, either through becoming really conservative and go out via attrition, or you can just say, hey, the chains are off. We can make anything we want, and we can put it out ourselves. Yeah. So
how do you convert that, though? I mean, that concept that you just described of, you know, you can do anything you want, you can make any kind of music you feel like right now, and people can come experience it and enjoy it if they want to. How do you convert that into, say, a mortgage payment?
Honestly, I build most of my income not on this concept at all. I like to find, over the course of becoming a musician, you're going to develop skills. I like to use those skills not in personal work, and that's how I try to pay bills. So that way I'm totally free as an artist, because if you are making work and you're wondering, you know, its popularity determines whether you can pay your rent. I think, to me, that's what selling out is. That's where you're going to start just imagining what you think people want to hear instead of what you actually need to say. And I think you're going to dumb down everything you do. So I just have gone the other way. I do mix work, or, you know, I'll write jingles. Like, I don't really care. I'll do all kinds of stuff, and it's it allows me to be totally free when I make my own stuff.
Speaking of your own stuff, what kind of stuff would fans of Radical Face or Electric President not know that you enjoyed creating?
Oh, I'm actually way weirder than some of this music. I'm starting a new project called it's called Human Mother, and it's a really pretty out there, basically a way for me to do all the things that are not appropriate for these projects. And
in what way?
It's, well, I mean, so far there's songs that are, I'm having no genre bounds. If I want to make a death metal song, I want anything I want to attempt. And I'm doing it with absolutely no regard for whether people will enjoy it. I almost want to bother people with the project. So it's very different.
Well, when they're ready, will you come back and not play them for us then?
Yeah, yeah. I'll come by and just throw a brick through the window and say that's art.
Well, in the meantime, I'd love to hear another from Radical Face. Will you play us one more tune?
Sure. This is a new one I don't really know how to play because it fell out of the new record. It's not going to be on the album, so I just put it online because we can now among 39,999 others. So, yeah, this is called Reveries, and I'll do my best.
And light spills in through the window, and I watch the dust as it drifts through the sunbeams, all while you stand cold in the kitchen, and all you've been wanting collects in the space behind your eyes. But I still wonder when my teeth went. I used to fear nothing, but now I just contemplate the light spills in through the window, and you watch the clouds in the distance, and nowhere at a time. You don't know me, you don't owe me a thing. I have always been lost. It's a comfortable place. I don't know you, I don't know you a thing. You were always just something that I could never save. Time stops, and all my old nightmares are standing before me. I wonder how they ever did their jobs. And I lay on the carpet and sift through my reveries, try on the ones that still bite. And I still wonder where you are. Ever found some happiness, or just another way to kill the time? And I knew when this started that I was never permanent, was just another stop along the line. You don't owe me, you don't owe me a thing. I have always been lost. It's a comfortable place. I don't know you, I don't know you a thing. You were always just something that I could never save.
That is a tune called Reveries. Radical Face is live in the studio today. Ben, Josh, Griffin are all here. The latest EP is called Therapy. Information can be found online at radicalface.com. Ben, thanks for coming in. Radical Face, good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
JPR Live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.